Ding, ding, ding. You get a bonus episode here on the Bob Culture Podcast. We're doing a little impromptu episode back from last week when I talked to everyone at Babes Rock the Brighton, presented by Zenergy Entertainment. I got to sit down with the man, the myth, the legend himself, who put on the show. Our friend Schmitty did a great job with the show. All the bands were really, really good. Great lineup. All those girls could sing. A lot of female fronted bands. I mean, in fact, all female fronted bands. We had Balefire, Vection, of course, Archangel. We had Pravda. We had Palace Burn. And of course, Anthems for Autumn to round up the lineup. What a great night of great music. And I got to do a little podcasting on the fly. I brought my little handy dandy recorder. Got to sit down. Like I said, talk with Schmitty, who put the whole thing on. We got to sit down with Nick Rapidfire for a few minutes from the Musicians Rock Network. We know Nick, of course. We got Joy from Archangel, and we got some music from them as well. So that's going to be really, really cool to hear some tunes here on the BCP. Also, got to sit down and talk to Spags. We all know Spags from End of an Era. He's always working behind the scenes with some of these shows. So we got to talk a little bit about the Jersey Shore festival coming up in Seaside. We're going to be playing that. End of an Era is coming back to that, which he did not tell me about. It was under wraps at that point, but now it's out in the open, so a nice little surprise. It'll be nice to see End of an Era. We'll be playing out there with them May 20th during that weekend, so can't wait for that. But yeah, I got a lot of little impromptu interviews with my little handy-dandy recorder here. I do apologize for some of the audio quality. There's, you know, a lot of outside interviews, music playing, wind blowing. So I do apologize for that, but you know, it was nice to kind of sit down and talk with everyone and pick their brains about the show and the scene and what's going on. Real quick, before we get into the episode, got to plug Sledge Pad Innovations, a new drum product that I got to try out. They were nice enough to send me one, Mike and Michelle from Sledge Pad Innovations. You can check them out at sledgepad.com. Basically a bass drum dampener I put in my bass drum, very, very easy to install. Basically just took off the front head, put it in, you know, it came with some adhesive. Instead of putting a blanket in or something like that to dampen your bass drum, this is kind of a custom piece. Really, really, really easy to install and made it really easy to tune too. I was telling everyone in the band, I don't think my bass drums ever sounded so good. And I was loving the way my kit was sounding at the show at Babes Rock the Brighton. So it just made it even better. So I'm going to sit down with them from Sledge Pad Innovations next week and have a little interview with them. So can't wait for that. Also coming up this week, I'll have Paul from Ripped Apparel. We all know Ripped Apparel, some of these awesome parody, sci-fi, comic, pop culture kind of shirts. I know I own quite a few. The guys in the band have them. My sister has them. My friends have them. Really, really a lot of Ripped Apparel shirts in my inner circle here and nationwide. So if you haven't yet, check out rippedapparel.com, RIPTApparel.com. You get 3 shirts featured daily at a great price. rippedapparel.com. All right, any more shameless plugs before we get into this? Because you know that's what I like to do here. Lots of shameless plugs. Shameless plug for me. If you'd like to support the show, the BCP, Bob Culture Podcast, you can check me out. I'm on Patreon right now. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of great causes to give to out there. Please give to those first. But if you do want to support the show, check out patreon.com, patreon.com/ Bob Culture Podcast, all right, and you can support the show there. Got a little bunch of little incentives for you guys, some early episode releases, some votes, some possible, you know, interview topics, lots of things you can check out. So please check it out, patreon.com/ Bob Culture Podcast. All right, without me blabbering away here, let's go kind of live to the Brighton Bar. I guess it's not really live because I'm retroactively going back to something that happened already, but you know what I'm saying. We're shooting it back over to Babes at the Brighton, starting with my interview with Mr. Schmitty from Zenergy Entertainment. Babes Rock the Brighton. We're here with the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Schmitty of Zenergy Entertainment. Schmitty, thanks for a few minutes, man. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm looking forward to hearing you guys play.
I'm looking forward to playing, man. It's a great idea. It's Babes Rock the Brighton. We just saw Pravda. They were just on stage. Archangel, I think, is coming up next.
Yeah.
What was the idea behind this, to put an all-female fronted bands? I mean, I'm totally for it.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Yeah, for me, pretty nice.
Yeah, exactly. No, but you know what, man? I've been noticing there's a lot more ladies that are out there, and I mean, not only singing either. You know, with Archangel, you know, Remy's the bass player, and then, you know, Joy's the singer. So And then, you know, Balefire's got a couple of girls. So it just seemed like a good idea. It was a good idea. You know, I've had you guys on a show in a long time. And it was a good way to get you guys involved again. You know, I've been working with Palace Burn now for a little while. Great band out of Philly. Pravda, that started out the show. They're a Philly band. They're really good. She's got an awesome voice.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just seemed like a good idea. You know, something different. You know, a night to have a theme. It kind of helps sometimes to tie it all in together. So that was it.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to get up there, and we'll see Archangel in a few minutes. Now, tell us a little bit about Zenergy Entertainment. Like, how did that all start, man? How did you start doing this?
You know, man, especially here, mega props to TM Stevens, being in Long Branch. For anybody that doesn't know, most bass players know who he is, most musicians do. TM is an amazing bass player. He's played with everybody. Miles Davis and the Pretenders,
oh, wow.
And Billy Joel and Joe Cocker and Steve Vai, like just everybody and their brother. He's played with them, and you know, TM did one of our very first shows. We did a Living Color show at the Count Basie in Red Bank, and TM played that show, and TM and I got really close. We did a lot of work together and everything. So I definitely got to give him props and shout outs for that. I played when I was a kid. I played in garage bands going through school and everything. And,
nice, what
and
you
then play? Bass and drums, actually.
Nice.
So.
That, you know
the deal. Yeah. That's yeah. Awesome. So, but you know, life happens. Got married, had a kid, had to sell gear. You know, no time to play anymore. Ended up going back to school. So I went to the Art Institute of Philadelphia for music video business. And just ended up behind the scenes instead of on the stage.
Hey,
so that's how it all came about.
That's all. Hey, that's really cool. And I like the behind the scenes stuff. You know, we were doing a little promo video for the show, you know, just like a little Facebook live or whatever. They're like, oh, why don't you come on camera? I'm like, I'm more of a, you know, like I'm behind the drums is one thing. I'm more of a behind the camera kind of guy. You know what I'm saying?
I get it. I get it.
But how should bands try to reach out to you if they want to play a show or work with you?
They can get me on, you know, all social media. You know, Zenergy Entertainment, Zenergy ENT, at Zenergy ENT on Instagram, on Facebook. You can go to the website, ZenergyOnline.com. You know, you can get to me. I'm easy to find.
Absolutely. And Schmitty's, I'll tell you guys right now, Schmitty's one of the good ones. So talk to him. Good care of you. Oh, they're rocking out. They're rocking out over here. And now the really important stuff. Now to get the important stuff, man. What do you think about the Giants this season, man? What's going to happen? Odell going to kind of keep his antics under control? Or do we light the fire? What are we thinking here?
You know what, man? I think Odell's going to be okay. He's young. You know, you put a guy in that situation, he's young, he's making a lot of money, you know, everybody's talking about him. It's a lot of pressure, and he's in New York City, he's in the biggest market in the world.
Absolutely.
So that's a lot going on. But I think the Giants will be okay. I'm looking forward to another good season. You know, as long as we beat the Cowboys, we're all good.
That's, I love the way you put it. And you know what, that's right. We have a little rivalry here. But yeah, it's about, you know what, having Odell, who's like passionate and fired up, it's better than having a guy who's just going through the motions, you know?
Right,
and,
right.
And who are they getting, maybe from the Patriots?
Oh, yeah. If we pick up LeGarrette Blount,
thank you.
That'll be good.
I like
you know, I like the Brandon Marshall pickup.
Yes,
that'll draw attention off of Odell, and it's like you got to pick your poison. You're either gonna double cover Odell, or you're gonna double cover Brandon. You know, Brandon's a big, tall receiver, strong receiver, and you know Odell's got the speed, so we're good.
Awesome, good. Man. All right, man. So we're looking for a good season. We got a good show coming up. I think Archangel's about to go on. Schmitty, thanks for your time, man. Always a pleasure working with you, my friend.
Thank you, man. Good to see you. I can't wait for the show.
All right, we'll do it again, man.
All right. Peace.
All right, we're back on this impromptu episode of the Bob Culture Podcast. We're here with the man, the legend himself, the one and only Mr. Nick Rapid Fire.
Oh, thank you. Welcome, Mike.
Good to you.
Feels like rockstar life, you know?
It is rockstar life. Speaking of rockstar life, we're here. She just came off the stage. Archangel, awesome set.
They were amazing, weren't they?
They're awesome.
Thank you.
Just keeps getting better and better.
Thank
that voice is
And the hair
tremendous.
Is just getting sweatier and sweatier.
Powerful vocals. I just have a drummer throwing in some vocals,
yeah.
Too. I wish I could
Brilliant.
Sing, but
Everybody can sing. Everybody can
sing. Yeah, I've always said that music is like a sexual experience. It'll bring you up and it'll bring you down.
Yeah, real quick.
What do you think of this? What do you guys think of this Babes from Rock the Brighton, all female fronted bands? You know, something a little different. Just, we like your side. What do you think?
You know me, I'm a big female fronted type of guy, and I've always been since the early days growing up listening to Pat Benatar, Heart, and
nice.
Oh my gosh, Lita Ford, Joan Jett.
Yeah.
Joan Jett's still a babe, beautiful eyes. but the music is amazing. I mean, when you're doing a show like this tonight at the Brighton Bar, you're in Nick Rapid Fire's territory.
That's right.
Because the women in rock rule and metal.
Well said. I like it. And what do you think of this? These all female fun bands, Mr. Webby?
You know, it's fun because what it is we get to actually come together as one instead of, you know, what happens is a lot of men in the industry put us in for competition, and that's not really what we're about. If we can just gather each other and push each other to the next level, that's what women should be doing for each other in all aspects of life, not just in metal. But, you know, soon enough, I you know, yes, we're female fronted, but it's always like that's the category that we're put in. But we are metal. We are metal bands, and what we do here is what we do. It is for the love of the music at the end of the day. And no matter how tired I am, only on 5 hours sleep, no food, no nothing, coming off of a shift. I am an EMT. Yeah. So you know, you come up there and it's just all of a sudden that's that. But no, seriously, Smitty did an amazing job, I'm excited to see you guys because I haven't yet seen you guys, and I'm gonna stick around. So I'm gonna be drunk and be loud and obnoxious, but that's rock and roll, baby.
We'll take it.
I'm not sure about cannoli.
And before you talk about TMRN real quick, anything coming up? I think you said you guys are working on EP coming up this summer.
Yeah, we're going to be going into the studio probably end of the summer. We got a few shows coming up in Brooklyn, and we should be at the Highlands sometime. And then we got another show coming up in July with Nick and with the Musicians Rock Network. And what else we got? We're looking to spread out now, getting into Philly and all that. So by the end of the summer, we should be back in the studio. We're going to do a 4-song EP. You know, because we are from Maywood, Hackensack, New Jersey. So, but you know, I'm from New York. A little. How you doing? It's how you doing. But we've been together, believe it or not. And this is the key thing. We've been together almost 3 years, and not one time have the nucleus of the band decided to leave each other. We have been strong, right? And even through the fights, right? And even through the fights and everything, we always find a way. So that's the thing. And you know, if you can encourage each other and just work through the arguments and the bullshit, it's all about the music. And if you can touch somebody with that music, you're one step ahead, you know?
So everyone wants to be there.
Yeah, it is.
So we'll look for some new music from you. All right, now, Mr. Nick, I know there's some things going on with TMRN.
A lot of great things happening with TMRN.
The Musicians Rock Network,
the we have the new website up. You know, the short URL is tmrnworld.com to the musiciansrocknetwork.com. We've changed over to regional, national, world music news. We're getting people involved in Europe and Australia. Nothing yet in South America, but we definitely have ties in Canada. I think it's important to spread a lot of the talent that we have here locally in the region, the Northeast region, to show the rest of the world, hey, we got the shit here. There's some great stuff happening here. And you know what? A lot of the great legends came out of this whole Northeast region. And I think it's the best place to be. Not just California. I mean, it's New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia. Take a look. So we want to, I know, you know, Dana's got big dreams. and she's had a major input into the Musicians Rock Network and the direction we're going. And we also have Fury Troncone, of course, you know, who is the master of Operation Anarchy, founder, that's going to be heading up the talent, how would I say, executive talent officer.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, when you're getting advice among yourselves to see who's got the best talent and who's really bringing it, there's a better, judgment of who's really working the hardest out there. And that's important for me, that bands work hard. Everybody's got 9-to-5 jobs, they got some kind of career that's going on, but who's pushing it? Who's pushing the needle?
That's a good way to say it. And what bands right now are on, because you're the guy, you're at all the shows, man. What bands are on your radar right now?
Well, Archangel is definitely one of them.
I thought you might say
there's
that,
no doubt Archdemon is, because, and it's not because Dane is the executive vice president of the Musicians Rock Network. They've got some major potential to uncover, and they're going to do that. Of course, there's my favorites. We still got Midnight Mob and Shredder out there.
Sure, absolutely, we know them.
I always felt that your band, Vection, delivers.
Yeah, they're all right.
I haven't seen them in a while, and I'm ready to see them tonight.
I heard their drum was pretty terrible, but we'll see what happens.
But, I mean, there's a lot of bands that I can mention that are pushing the needle. I don't really have to go and mention every one of them. There's a lot of them out there. But in the end, it's really up to them as to how far they're willing to take it. And the more they take it, and the more they push, the more they'll find that they're going to be a lot more successful. Because there's going to be a lot more ears listening, and when a lot more ears are listening, it leads to merchandise sales. If you don't have that in this business, your value is nothing. That's important. So
yeah,
I
push that merch. Absolutely.
So, you know, we're looking to do an.
We didn't have any tonight.
We're looking to do also some major shows this year.
We'll take your advice on that.
Nothing
one,
too big.
That's why he's here.
And you know, the Musicians Rock Network 8th anniversary is coming up,
wow.
And
awesome.
I would definitely build it around Dana, because to me, she's the 8th wonder of the world. She has really changed a lot and made me see some things too. Put TMRN in the right direction, and
eighth wonder of the world for the eighth anniversary. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, it's got a little twist. It's, I don't know, lingo, whatever, yeah. Whatever you want to call it. But she's important to this organization, and I'm very proud of her. I mean, she's real pushed this guy to a place where I'm actually a lot more positive doing things. And I'm excited. I'm excited to be out here tonight. I was excited last night.
Yes,
and,
we did that last night.
You know, it's...
Going to see
NC
Side Music Festival.
I feel rejuvenated.
I wanted to do that one so bad.
Oh, it's great. It's only in a lot of
I know. I know.
I feel great, and I can't wait. The weather's changing, and that makes me feel excited. I feel sexy.
He feels sexy.
You look great, Nick.
Sexy!
That's right. And you know what? I'm going to be even more impromptu on this impromptu episode of the podcast. Maybe we'll get some music from Archangel playing after.
Hey, we're live tonight, too. We're live
to
over 30,000 fans.
Thank you. Thank you.
Once again, with Broken
Thank you,
Mirror,
Bob. I can't wait
right
to
here from the Brighton
guys.
Bar, the home of original music in Long Branch, New Jersey.
Shake it!
You say that it's only my head, it's just another. You lied and you poured your poison deep into my heart. Now I'm waking up and I'm taking a look.
and everyone said hello to him. Where you been, man? Because we see Spags at Brighton Bar all the time, so you know him. He's a drum machine. He's the man. Mr. Spags, thanks for a few minutes, man.
No problem. I'm doing great. I like to be more elusive nowadays.
That's what I like. Saying,
I like being like the, you know, the Sasquatch or the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, well,
that way when I pop up, everybody's real excited to see me.
I was going to say, you got like 10 hugs when you walk in. Everyone was like kind of avoiding me when I walked in. Walking around with a little recorder or something.
Yeah. For a long time, it was like, oh, there's that dickhead again. Who cares about him? But now, like, that I keep a low profile, now people miss me. That might be the secret.
I'll keep that in mind. Yeah. Definitely, man. So we're here, like I keep saying over and over, Babes at the Brighton. What do you think of this all-female front of bands? We just had Archangel. We got this band Vection there, all right, coming up later.
Vection sucks. I can't stand that band. Drummer is a real douche.
That's what I heard. But what do you think about this Babes at the Brighton?
I mean, I think it's cool to, you know, have something that showcases a lot of, like, the best female fronted or best female inclusive bands around here. I don't necessarily think that there should be a need to have a female-centric type show because, you know, it's 2017 now. I don't think it should be anything special that, like, a girl is playing in a band. I think that should just be accepted. That should be just something that happens all the time. Half the bands I know, and I know a lot of bands nowadays, and half the bands I know include females, so it's really not something...
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, right.
But, so it's cool. I mean, it's great, and I love half the bands that are here, or else I wouldn't show up. But but it's a good night of music. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know how much I vibe on the whole Babes rocking the Brighton or whatever it's called.
No, I understand. You're right. Like you said, it's 2017. I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. It shouldn't have to be that way where you need to shed light on that.
Yeah,
it should be an everyday thing.
You know, a guy can be a babe. You know what I'm saying?
The guy talking to me right now is kind of a babe, so...
And then, you know, we got the
Jersey Shore Fest.
I totally blocked that one.
That's cool, no problem.
Yeah, the Jersey Shore Festival.
Jersey Shore Festival, yeah. Coming up
2017.
Well, this is the going to be the 10th year this year.
Ah.
It originally started as the Seaside Music Festival, then morphed into the Jersey Shore Festival about 5 years ago or so. So year number 10, we're really trying to knock it out of the park this time. We have over 300 bands all over the place, all around the country. Some of like your favorite local bands, including this band called Vection that I don't really care for very much. We have bands coming in from Canada, bands from Australia coming in. Oh, dude, it's getting international nowadays.
I was gonna say, that's awesome. And it's always one of our favorite shows because you're on the boardwalk. It's free, right? It's a free.
Totally free. Every aspect of it's totally free.
Even better. And there's always a good crowd. I mean, you know, usually we end up playing the Aztec and people come in. We have people kind of jump on the stage. They're not courage. Grab the microphone.
Yeah.
Tell some stories. You know, we kick the plugs out of outlets while we're playing. But it's a good time, man. You know, there's always a bunch of people. You know, I think
what we've tried to create there is almost kind of like, I mean, there's a bunch of other larger festivals out there that try to be like, you know, the place where bands are discovered, and quite frankly, the biggest one, who I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, I don't like to name drop too much, but the biggest one has no longer about that. That's a place where people are going down, and industry people go there, but they're going to see the Foo Fighters at some club. They're not going to see your band. So for our thing is smaller and more concise. But the people that we bring down, who are, you know, just, we have the, you know, senior VP from Columbia Records, used to be with Sony.
Wow.
We have this guy, Rene Mata, who's, like, managed Maroon 5, all sorts of crazy names that are coming down there actively scouting for new bands. As well as this year, we're also adding, like, a music industry element where they're going to do, like, some discussions, some one-on-one mentoring with these guys, too.
Really?
So, yeah, so
that's
your
awesome.
Your band could potentially have the chance to sit across the table one-on-one from somebody who could change your life with a phone call, which is something that, you know, I mean, I've been playing in bands a long time. I've never been in that position before.
Right, so,
you know, we're trying to, like, kick it up a notch and really make it something that's not just a fun experience for bands, but also something that could be worthwhile career-wise as well. Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing that.
No problem.
Thank you for including us. Are you guys still looking for bands right now? Are you guys good to go? What do you want?
The lineup's pretty much set by now. I haven't plugged the dates. May 19th to the 21st.
Good thing you're here, man.
Yeah, May 19th to the 21st in Seaside Heights.
How long does it take to do the podcast?
Yeah, you know, we need two more, actually, I think. But so May 19th to the 21st in Seaside Heights, Jersey Shore Festival. We have over 300 bands that weekend. as well as we also do a Pros versus Heroes charity flag football game.
Nice.
Where it's like former NFL players play the local cops for charity. We have free monster truck rides on the beach, BMX, motocross, food trucks, vendors, all sorts of crazy shit, and it's all free to attend.
Oh my
gosh.
100% free. Yeah, people, like you keep saying on the podcast, you know, don't stay at home, watch Netflix, let's go, you know, get out there. This is free, Seaside,
yeah.
May, come on.
Not to mention Stranger Things isn't coming out for like another 6 months,
right,
so you got...
How good is that?
Yeah,
thing?
I'll do it a lot, it's my favorite. I've seen it three times already, it's bad. I saw it, I know.
Oh my god.
I can't wait, really.
I can talk to you.
So, when Stranger Things comes out, the second season, then it's okay. Don't go to anything. Just watch Stranger Things.
I'm there.
But until then, come out and check out local music.
Yeah. Shore Fest coming up in May, and we'll see you there. Spags, I know, thanks for your time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Sir, I'll let you go actually enjoy yourself instead of drinking.
I'm enjoying myself right now, baby.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks, man. We're out.